Welcome to the Deep Sexy Play podcast. I'm your host, EJ Love, and this is my uncensored space designed to stimulate your mind and give you full permission to explore your curiosities and express your deepest sexual desires. Thanks for tuning in. Now let's get turned on. So before we get into this very juicy episode, I have an exciting announcement to make. This is something that I know so many of you have been waiting for, and it is the launch of our mixed gender conscious sexuality experience immersion. So this now means that men can come and do this work with us, whereas our conscious sexuality experience and practitioner training was only for women. And I just want to add here that this is open to both individuals and couples. So this is very exciting, and it's perfect because for this episode, because I am going to be going into more how I brought the conscious sexuality to this experience with a man and what it can actually look like. And so you'll get an insight of what you'll actually get to experience at the mixed gender training. So we're going to, in the mixed gender training, we're going to be exploring the foundations of conscious sexuality, embodied boundaries and consent, tantric intimacy practices, loving and understanding the differences between men and women and our anatomy and our pleasure and the way that we communicate. You're going to learn men's sexual healing practices and lingam worship, or cock worship as I like to call it. And you're also going to be learning woman's sexual healing and yoni worship, or pussy worship as I like to call it. So that's not something that we taught at the woman's one because we're focused on our working with men. So this is very exciting to be able to be teaching and guiding men how to really honor a woman's body, how to worship her yoni, how to offer her, you know, deeply healing massage and open her up to deeper pleasure. And we're also going to be exploring conscious domination and submission. So when we teach this, it's not really necessarily about pain. A lot of people associate domination and submission about pain. It's about really learning to trust and surrender and let go, and using different practice and tools and dynamics to be able to do that. And also exploring this as a form of somatic healing, which is, we already did a podcast episode on that. So I'd highly recommend, if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to that. And we'll also explore polarity and power exchange in the bedroom. And the final thing, and I think this is the most important thing, is trauma awareness and safety. Now, I truly believe that if we all had a better understanding and awareness of our own trauma responses and that of our partners and lovers, that we would approach sex in a completely different way. Because sex can bring up our trauma. We can go into not feeling safe. We can go into response. And if we continue on, then we can actually re-traumatize ourselves, and we can start to disassociate, disconnect, and feel not safe. And over time, the impacts of that are huge. And I personally have been through this. And it did make me feel numb and lack of desire. And I felt really shut down sexually, not knowing that every time I was having sex, I was actually disassociating and creating more disconnection and shut down around my sexuality. Whereas when we learn about our different trauma responses and how they might come up during sex, then we can really know when we need to take a moment, when we need to pause, when we need to communicate with our partner or lover, when we need to slow down. And if our partner is attuned to that as well and has the languaging and some communication tools around that when it happens, it's really going to be able to support that. Yeah. And then that's going to help open the body to much more pleasure and actually much deeper intimacy. So if you want to read about that, if you're feeling like, okay, I'm really curious about this, then I would definitely go to our website, consciousexualityexperience.com/mgimmersion, or you can jump onto my Instagram or Facebook, and I'll put those in the show notes for you to have a look, and you can read all about it as well and find some more information. And then if you are interested in coming, then you can register, Or if you have more questions, then please send me a message or book in a call with me so that or my team, so we can have a conversation about if this is the right fit for you, especially if you have a partner that you want to bring, that they might be uncertain as well when you want to be able to essentially feel if you want them to join you, that they feel safe in doing so. So really, really excited for this. And also just want to speak to the men out there as well. We have had many male escorts actually approach us about learning this work because our practitioner training has only been for women. Now, we don't offer practitioner training for men, but if you are a man that is working in the sexuality field or you are working as an escort, then this is going to give you a lot of practices and tools and embodiment. It's really going to be able to support you to serve your clients at a deeper level and offer more healing and consciousness work. However, we just don't certify you at this stage. Yeah, we're not focused on that. So excited to see who comes along, and really excited. So with that being said, now it's time to jump into one of my favorite experiences that I've had. So this is a very juicy episode of the podcast that I know so many of you have been hanging out for, because I have been sharing on my socials, on my Instagram stories about my experience. And if you're not on my Instagram, then you're going to want to get on there. It's at EJ Love Official, because in my stories is actually where I share live in real time how I'm feeling, the decisions that I'm making, and what I'm experiencing. So you do really get the insider behind the scenes of my experiences if you are on my socials. And I did say on my socials that I would do a proper podcast episode to go a bit deeper, because it was just too much juiciness and goodness for me to just share on my stories. So this episode is about my experience of hiring a male escort. Now, what I'm going to share is why I decided to hire a male escort. This is one of the questions that I have been asked. And I've also been asked how I found this particular male escort. And I also want to speak to, like, why did I choose him particularly? Because I am very selective and I wanted to make sure that I got the right person that I felt really safe with, that I felt could really hold me. And I'm also going to share what I wanted to get out of the experience, like what was my intention, what were my desires, what were my boundaries, what were my vulnerabilities, and how I also shared that with him. And I'm going to share what those are. I'm going to go into quite a bit of detail about that, because I think, you know, this is really important. And I actually feel like this is really what we should be doing in all our sexual experiences. Yeah, we talk about this a lot in our conscious sexuality training, is setting up a framework for our intimate experiences that creates more safety and allows us to open up even deeper. And I'm also going to share, of course, the juicy details of what actually happened and really my reflections and my learnings. And then I'm going to share at the end my personal recommendations of some male escorts that I know, particularly a couple that are, a few that are more conscious and have done some form of conscious sexuality work, because the male escort I chose, it wasn't necessarily conscious in the same way as I am and hadn't really done tantra or, you know, had the same learnings, but I was able to bring consciousness to the experience in the way that I communicated, in the way that I asked for what I need, the way that I was really embodied in my experience, the way that I spoke my boundaries. Because just because someone isn't necessarily conscious or hasn't done conscious sexuality work doesn't mean that you can't make it more conscious. And it also, it depends how they are being and are they able to receive these things? Are they able to honor our desires, honor our boundaries? And this, I really felt this escort was so great at that. And this is really one of the reasons that I think a lot of people do hire escorts, is because that you really get to create your experience And the person that you are hiring is there to really be in service to the experience that you're creating. And it's not really so much about their pleasure or their emotions. It's about them holding space for this experience for you. And I really think male escorts in particular can actually really create a really safe experience for a woman to open and to receive and to surrender. Because in my experience, I had set the intention that I wanted to be all about me and all my pleasure and not any part of me wanting to give back to him, because so much of my life and my sexuality has been focused on pleasing and pleasuring men. So I'm going to get more into that. Otherwise, I'm going to get carried away if I keep going into it. And I'm going to start with why I decided to hire a male escort. So actually, this was something that my former partner and I had wanted to do together. And he had a kink, which is called a hot wife kink or a stag and vixen kink. You feel free to Google those if you don't know what they are. But it is similar to a cuckold, except the cuckold is where the man is more submissive and likes to watch his partner with another man, but he's in a more humiliation submissive role. Whereas a hot wife or a stag and vixen dynamic, the man is quite empowered. And when I'd explored that with my partner, he was actually more dominant in that, more guiding it. And it was like more for him than it was for me, although I had consented to that. So when I was with another man, it was my partner's desire for me to be with another man. And I was essentially saying, yes, I want to do this with you, like I'm consenting to it. But it wasn't really like this is my desire that I want to explore. I was curious about it and I was like, oh, I'm open and I'm curious. But it was more his thing. And absolutely that happens with the cuckold as well. But for this, it was like he wasn't doing it to feel humiliated or feel jealous. Or it was like really like he felt like really loved having some kind of form of control in the situation, and being really having some form of dominance in there. And one of the things that we did on our journey, so we actually only did this a few times, and there were a couple of, so we did four times actually, so there were a couple of times where the men were just not that great. And I mean, they were very, like, you found them to be a bit passive. We might ask them what their desires and boundaries are. They were basically like, oh, I don't have any boundaries. Like, do whatever you want. And I was like, I don't feel safe with that. I don't feel safe being intimate with a man that's like, oh, I don't have any boundaries. And because that says to me, you're actually not connected to your body. You perhaps are just focused on, you know, the woman's pleasure, but is that really in your consent to do so? You know, or you more in your mind being performative? And so there was a lack of trust there for me. And when we did experience some intimacy, I couldn't relax, and it ended very quickly because I was like, no, I can't really do this. So we were like, you know what? Let's hire a professional. Let's actually book a male escort. Like, this is his job, right? This is like, let's do it this way, because that way we can really be really clear about what we want, and we know that this man is like essentially being paid to be in service to our desire, and he's consenting to that, and there's no murkiness, there's no shadowy behavior. It is very clear because there's a transaction in place. So we decided to do that, and I was researching online and like looking for men that saw couples, looking for men that had really great profiles that I felt the way that they'd written it, I felt really resonated with me. And I was hoping for some, I guess you would say, level of consciousness, that I felt that they were doing it for the right reasons, because there are men out there that get into escorting because they think, oh, it'd be great to be paid for sex. And sometimes it is coming from a shadowy place. Sometimes it's coming for validation or a way to, just a way to make money that is necessarily not coming from, oh, I actually feel called to do this. And this is something that is in my authentic desire, not just because I want to get sex. And look, there are a lot of escorts that do escort work just to make money. I can say that I was one of those. That I was doing it at the start initially because it was great money and I was like, oh, I'm getting paid for something that I was doing for free anyway. So that kind of leads to my other desire is that I always was curious about seeing a male escort as being a client and being on the other side of the experience. There was always a curiosity. I wanted what it would be like to be a client because I had worked as an escort for 6 years and I was interested to see, and it's always something I wanted to do. So it was like ticking a bucket list item off. So as I was doing my research, I actually did end up messaging another escort, but I found like his communication was a bit lax. Yeah, I would say it was good enough, but it was not really, I could feel that it wasn't quite right. And I did have a conversation on the phone, a very brief conversation, and I knew intuitively, nah, this is not the right escort. So something I always recommend is you always have a phone call because, I mean, and this goes for dating as well. Always have a phone call because you're going to feel that person more over the phone than you are from just reading a profile or reading an advertisement. So just be open to doing that. And look, a lot of professionals will be willing to have a phone conversation, and that's what made me feel safe. And in my email to the escorts I was interested in, I did say that. I said, you know, what would make me feel really comfortable is if we were to have a phone conversation and to see if this is feels like a fit for us. So I came across this escort called Sam Corr, that's C-O-R-R, who is based in Sydney. And I came across him on a website called Scarlet Blue, and there's also another website called Ivy Society that I recommend. And if you're not sure, you can always Google male escort your city, and just be mindful of the sites you're looking at. Make sure they're good quality sites. So the Scarlet Blue and Ivy Society are ones that you will be able to tell are more professional. The escorts themselves tend to prefer Ivy Society because it is industry run and we like to support our industry, and they really like to look after the escorts that are advertising on their sites. So that's what I would recommend, Ivy Society. So if you're having a look. And so, yeah, so I came across him and I read his profile and it was so incredibly well written. I was like, wow. And it was very personable. And he shared a lot about himself and his love for travel and adventure and newness. And I was like, oh, like this is similar to, you know, the things that I love. And I really loved that it gave an insight into who he is. And I felt like, okay, this is someone I could probably actually connect with because there's some similarities there. And then I shared the profile with my partner at the time. And he was like, yeah, this guy. He was like, this sounds like the right guy for you. So I emailed him and started up a conversation, let him know I was coming down to Sydney for Sexpo that I was speaking at the time and trying to set up a time. And initially he was a minimum of 2-hour booking and I was like, oh, I'm not sure that I want to actually spend that much money yet. Like so just to give you an idea, it's $600 an hour. I remember telling one of my friends who fell off her chair, there was a lot of money for some people, you know. And I was like, well, you know what, this is probably a once in a lifetime experience, you know. I may not ever do this again, like, so you know what, I'm gonna invest in it because I mean I'm all about experiencing life. And so, and I also get the value of that because I worked in this field and I actually get, you know, what goes into offering this work
and the energy that it takes and, you know, the communication involved at times. It's not just that booking, it's the communication, it's tuning into what that person wants. It's like the energy that goes into creating an experience for someone. It's not just the hour, it's actually a lot more than that. So it was a minimum 2 hours that he was. So I really wanted to sit with that first and see, because I knew that I could book another escort and get just an hour booking. And I was thinking, oh, you know, like, because at the time I thought it was only going to be with me and my partner. So I was like, well, you know, this guy could just kind of come in, we could have an experience and he can leave, and then my partner and I would be together after that. So that's in my mind. I was like, oh, I don't feel that, I need that. And then, you know, him and I, my partner, we would debrief about it, and that would be like, it's kind of just going to be that experience. And then the timing didn't work out, and I ended up going to Bali, and I was still like, oh, it was still a possibility to do it later on. And then my partner and I, we ended up actually uncoupling. And when I came back to Australia, I came back single. And I was like, you know what? I actually want to do this for myself. Yeah, I really want to do this just for me and be honored and worshipped and devoted to and have a really beautiful experience of intimacy. And one of the things that had happened in that relationship was I had a lot of my sexual desire shut down. I didn't know why. Like I struggled at times. Like I really had to push myself to want to have sex. And I felt broken at times. I felt sad. I felt like there's, you know, something wrong with me. What's going on here? Maybe it's my body. Maybe it's like all what I've experienced in my past from escorting, even though I've done a lot of healing on that. So there are always things that were, you know, in my space. And I was like, I want to use this experience to really lean in here and to lean into my pleasure. And one of the things that I often would do is have my partner witness me at times in my embodiment. And I actually my mind wanted to do it, but my body resisted. My body was like, oh no. And so my mind would be like, oh, I really want to be witnessed in this juicy pleasure in my body. And then my mind would be like, oh my God, that's too edgy, it's too vulnerable, like, I can't do that. And it would be easier just to not. And I would, a lot of resistance would come up. And after we uncoupled, I reflected on all the times that I had wanted to lean in and be seen, all the times that I wanted to see me in all my different expressions of the feminine, in my vulnerability, in my heart, in my softness, in my innocence, in my tenderness, in my raunchiness, in my wildness, in my sluttiness. Like, I really wanted him to see me. But there was a part of me that protected me and kept me resisting that. And I felt really sad, and I had regret. I had a lot of regret of, like, you know, imagine if I'd actually let him see me. Maybe our relationship could have worked out if I really let him see all of me. If I just really leaned in, if I'd really been vulnerable. And not even the relationship not working out, it's also about, like, just having that in the relationship. And even if it didn't work out, like, I would look back and I'd know that I showed up in my fullness. I'd look back and know I gave it everything. And so I made a commitment at the end of that relationship that I was going to keep leaning into being seen, that I wasn't going to let myself hold back anymore, that I was going to let men see me. I was going to let myself experience deep intimacy, and that it had to start with me. It had to start with me being vulnerable and opening myself to being seen. So one of my intentions for this experience was to show up and be that and to have this man witness me. in my embodiment, in my vulnerability, in my heart, my tenderness, my innocence, my softness, which was quite different to the original experience, the hot wife experience I was going to have. So I emailed him that and I shared with him that I'd gone through this breakup, which was really hard. And here's the thing. It's like all the things that I avoided being seen in, like the depth of my pain, I now was having to feel. Like the most pain and grief I think I've ever experienced in my life, I felt in this breakup. And I had to hold myself through it, and I had to allow all my softness and sadness and tenderness be held, and, you know, let myself fall apart. And so I wanted to bring that to this experience, which, you know, people might think, oh wow, it's going to be a really sexy, raunchy experience, but actually it was very tender. Yeah, and that's because that's what I brought to it. And that is actually what I wanted more in my relationship. I wanted more deep intimacy and tenderness and the depth of, you know, deeply look, having someone look into my eyes and really see me. And that had to start with me, because we can only really let ourselves be seen in the depth that we're seeing and meeting ourselves. And so I'd spent about 3 months going through this deep process of grief and of healing my heart and feeling it all. And so by the time that I actually had this experience with the escort, it was like I was open and I was ready to be seen in that. And so I'd emailed him and shared, you know, this is the experience that I'm now looking for. And he actually replied and said, actually, this is the experience I more offer, you know, rather than doing the couples or the hot wifing experience. Like, I actually prefer these experiences, which is really beautiful. And so I knew that this was the right escort. And the way he communicated was phenomenal. So, like, professional but personal. Yeah, I felt, just in his communication, I felt seen. I felt special, important, that I mattered, what I wanted mattered. I felt a level of safety and trust already just through the communication. I'll actually share with you a couple of examples later on of the communication through email. So we initially connected through email, and then we hopped on a phone call, and on the call I was like, yep, like I felt, yep, this was a yes. The way he spoke was very... is eloquent the word? I'm just feeling into the word. Like, he spoke very well, and I felt very safe. And so, yeah, it was definitely a yes for me. And I decided, yes, I'm going to book for 2 hours. I also even considered the possibility of extending to 3 hours, but I was just like, let's just see how we go. And I had booked a hotel, so he was going to come to my hotel. Some escorts will have, their own in-call place. So just to be clear, an out-call is when an escort goes out to you, and an in-call is when an escort has their own place that you can go to. And some different states, and if you're in Australia, have different rules around that. So this escort only did out-calls, so coming to me. It is very exciting for me to be booking hotel to see an escort. I was like, oh, this is so fun. And I really felt like I was, you know, getting to be on the other side of what goes through someone's mind when they're booking an experience like this, and especially for the first time. It's quite interesting that even though as an escort I had seen thousands of clients, it's totally different experience being a client. And you know, even in the couple of weeks lead up to it, I was like thinking about it and getting excited about it. And yeah, I was really enjoying the whole process of, and the anticipation and the excitement. And I was like, wow, I'm actually imagine that perhaps some of my clients had these thoughts around that experience, especially if they had never done it before. Yeah. And so it was really interesting to, you know, I never considered that, you know, people might be getting really excited about this and thinking about it. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. And then I'd bank transferred him the money across. Some escorts will want to be paid up front. Some will want to take a deposit, and some are happy for you to book in and then just pay when you rock up. But I always recommend, and when I'm mentoring escorts, I always recommend at least get a deposit, because if the person cancels, which can happen, then at least you've got some costs covered with the deposit. That it's like a no return deposit if they don't show up for their booking. So in one of the emails, I'd asked him if it was okay if I shared him with him my intentions and desires, my turn-ons and boundaries. And fortunately, he was like, yes, I would love to hear all of these. Like, he basically was like, the more information that you can give me, the better. And it's this part of me that was like, two parts of me. Part of me was like, oh man, if I had clients that did this, that would be amazing. It just would make my job so easy. And then the other part of me, as I was writing it out, was like, wow, this is really long. There's so much I'm sharing here. Like, it's, there was this little pleaser part of me that was like, didn't want to take up too much of his time by writing this email. And I just had to really like notice that and be like, you know what, like, I'm paying for this experience, and this is, you know, this is the agreement that we have, and this is really important to me that this person is versed in what my needs are. So, and then look, he was great about it, and I'll share with you the email after. Actually, I'm going to share with you what I sent in the email, and then I'm going to share with you what he replied, which is really cool. Just, and I felt really received, and like all of it was welcome, essentially. So the first thing that I shared was the intention. So my intention was to initially be in a more vulnerable, soft, tender part of myself, to be in my heart, to be in my feminine, to allow myself to be seen and to be worshipped and devoted to from this place. In my last relationship, I really struggled to get out of my head and fully let go at times, which I now feel is related to me not being able to fully trust and feel safe. So I want to use this experience to help me create deeper trust in men again, to be able to feel safe with a man so I can be more soft, vulnerable, and in my heart, and open up my sexual desire and pleasure from this place. I also want to give myself full permission to be in my pleasure, to really own that this is all for me and there is nothing I have to give back if I don't want to. And if I do want to, then it's because it is for in my pleasure to do so. It's for my pleasure to do so. As you can imagine, a lot of my life and work has been about pleasing men, and I want to let go of any part of me that wants to please or impress you, to really allow myself to receive all for me. The last thing is that I recently shaved my head in a release and reclamation ceremony, as I've always attached to my beauty, to having long blonde hair. I also put on weight since my escorting days, and I know at times has impacted me feeling fully free in my sexual expression. So I'd like to set the intention to claim that back and really feel deliciously sexy and yummy with my funky short hair and all of my curves. So that was my intention. So now I'm going to share with you my desires. So how I would like to start after we have had a chat and I feel comfortable is to have you witness me dancing in more of this soft, vulnerable energy. This feels like a big edge for me, and this is what I'm here to meet and to face my fear of being seen. I then desire for you to take the lead and for me to surrender, which I imagine you would do anyway. I desire to feel safe, loved, desired, wanted, held, and beautiful. I desire through the whole experience to fully be in my expression of my emotions, full permission to make sound, to move my body with the pleasure and to speak what I want, to free my voice and just be all of myself, however that is, and feel safe that I can do that. I know that I can be quite expressive in my pleasure, but I also shut that down a lot in my last relationship. So I want to free that up and be the wildly sexual embodied goddess that I am. Man, I'm getting excited just reading this. I'm like, damn, this is good. So then I shared my turn-ons and my loves. So for this, I mean, I have lots of turn-ons and love that I didn't speak to in here because I didn't really want that for this experience. So I only shared what I wanted in this experience. So, okay. Here are some of my turn-ons, and I also don't expect you to remember all of this, as I also desire there to just be a natural flow between us and for me to surrender and be able to go with the flow. I'm a deep woman and I love slow, deep intimacy. So anything that creates a sense of depth for me, I will probably love. I love slow, sensual back touches. My back is an erogenous zone. I enjoy this kind of touch all over too. I love kisses on my shoulder and neck. I love neck play, kissing, touching, hand firmly around my neck. I love slow, deep kissing. My mouth and lips are a big erogenous zone, so things like soft gliding over my lips slowly, teasing my lips, fingers in my mouth. I love stroking through my hair. Not that I have much right now, which actually feels quite amazing to be touched. I love receiving yoni worship, oral. Slowly, softly worshipping and slowly building up to more intense. And I love connection through eye contact. So those are my turn-ons and loves. And then I have my boundaries. So my main boundary is around penetration and not being penetrated too soon before I'm ready. So I'll let you know when or if I am ready. Things I'm definitely not into is a tongue in the air. And although I enjoy some play around the anus at times, I'm not desiring this for this experience. I will do my best to speak my boundaries and ask for what I want and need in the moment. I will use words like, I would love blank. Sometimes I may need to slow down for a moment and pause if it's getting too intense, or I need to change things up, which I'll ask for, or I'll say, I need to pause or I need to slow down. And what would really help me is if we took a moment to breathe together before I'm ready to continue. What I also want is to give you full permission to be really clear with me with your boundaries. I know as an escort, you're essentially being paid to service me, but if there's anything you don't feel comfortable doing or don't want to do, then I fully welcome and invite your no. It actually creates more trust and safety for me when a man has boundaries, as in I know he's also not doing it out of obligation. So in saying that, I would love to know what your boundaries are so I can honour those. And just want to add here that this piece around like the escort actually being able to honour their boundaries is something that I'm passionate about, because I spent so many years as an escort not honouring my boundaries and the damage that it's done to my body. You know, these are things that I'm still journeying with, parts and pieces of me that I've had to do a lot of healing around because of the amount of sex that I had, because I thought I had to, because it was, even though my mind was consenting, my body was not. And it's one of the things that we're really passionate about at conscious sexuality training, is that we want to teach particularly escorts the ways in which they can offer their work and still honor their bodies and still work in a way that is consent for themselves and their bodies. So I feel like in looking in retrospect, there are so many ways that this can be done, and it's just about learning. Yeah. And same, this is not just for escorts too. It's for everyone. You know, it's for everyone to learn how we can really honor our bodies in sex, and how we can, there's so many things we can, other things that we can explore. And this is really what we teach in our conscious sexuality training, is how to really get connected to our bodies and our true yes and no and our boundaries and our consent and what else we can explore within that, and how we can make that really fun as well. Like, we can experience a lot of pleasure just through exploring our boundaries and consent and listening to our bodies. So this, yeah, it was important for me to say that, because, you know, I wanted this person to know that that was welcome with me, because for so long I did things because I thought, well, this is what the client wants, and so I need to give this to them because this is what they're paying for. So it was quite empowering for me to actually say, your boundaries are welcome with me. If there's something you don't want to do, then that's okay. Like, I welcome that. So fears and vulnerabilities. This is the last piece. So my biggest fear is that I will shut down and go into my head, into performance or control, and trying to make this a good experience for you instead of just being in my expression and pleasure. My vulnerabilities that I've spoken to above in my intention, really it's about being seen and being fully in my pleasure and sexual expression. I deeply desire this and am also afraid of it. I also notice there is a part of me that wants you to be impressed by my confidence, self-awareness and openness. So I just want to name that so it's not running unconsciously. And that I can really have this experience for me and not needing to please or impress anyone. Even admitting that is an edge. And saying all this, I also trust that I'll get exactly what I need to get from this experience. So even if my intentions were thrown out the window and our time together went a completely different way, I totally trust it. That is meant to happen. The last thing is that I've also created playlists for our time. I'm big on creating playlists and really having music that I feel as it helps me get into my body. So that was intention, desires, turn-ons, boundaries, fears and vulnerabilities. And actually, this is the framework we teach in our conscious sexuality experience. We have a framework that is, these are the things to share and talk about before you go into a sexual experience with someone. And it's amazing how much we can learn and discover and how much we can actually connect. It's like, it's almost like getting a cheat sheet, right? It's like, oh, these are all the things this person wants to experience. This is their vulnerabilities. This is their boundaries. This is great. And you'll notice that I put on there, like, I also trust that the experience will be whatever it needs to be. Like, you know, there's all these things that I want. And that was really me. The reason I said that was it is about me letting go of control and not trying to control the whole thing. So I'm like, here's all the things that I want you to know. And now I'm also going to surrender and trust. You know my boundaries, you know my desires, you know my vulnerabilities. Great. And now I release that and I trust that this will be exactly what it needs to be. Because one of my pieces has been control and wanting to get things perfect. And my intention was to release that also. So when I sent this email off to the escort, it was so interesting noticing the nervousness and the almost like, just imagine when you're sending a message to a guy that you really like. It was that kind of feeling. It's like, oh, do I press send? Do I share this much? There was a lot of vulnerability in sending that. And I had a story that, oh, this is too much information. This is going to take up too much of his time. And I just had to let that go and be like, you know what? If this is too much for someone, then that person's not the right person to be working with. You know, so the thing is this person's a service provider and they still get to choose whether they provide that service. So it's interesting just noticing that. And I received this wonderful reply. And so I'm going to actually share it with you because I was very... I felt so received in this response and I felt the communication was just so beautiful and I felt really, just really safe and received. So he said, I'm really grateful for all the detail here and very impressed with how self-aware and intentional you are. I love that I have a framework to be able to get a sense of you and a head start in getting to know your needs. So thank you for taking the time to send this over. I love that you created a playlist too. I won't touch on everything here, but a couple of things that needed a response. I think communication is key, and I really like that you are comfortable verbalizing your needs. For example, pause or slow down, etc. And I will do the same. I certainly won't do anything out of obligation. I feel as though we are both fairly intuitive and respectful people, and I'm confident we will have an amazing time together. One other question from me, when we meet, I'll naturally ask questions to get to know you, but it crossed my mind that you might want me to ask about your time working as an escort. Would you like me to skip that topic on the night? With love, Sam. So I really loved his last question, actually. And as you know, if you're listening to this podcast, obviously I'm very open about that time and I could talk about it for hours. But it just really, I felt really respected. And I loved that curiosity and wanting to see how open I was and wanting to essentially respect how much I wanted to share. So that was really, really great. And I did email him back telling him I was an open book. And yeah, we were able to actually have a little bit of conversation about that when we did see each other. So let's fast forward and talk about what actually happened in that experience. And the first thing I'll say is that I decided to buy myself a new lingerie outfit. And something that's been maybe in the last 5 years, I've always gone for one pieces because I felt a bit self-conscious about my belly. And this time I actually tried on a three-piece and it's beautiful, soft pink and lavender. And usually I always wear red or black. But I really wanted to go for a softer look. And I had these nice suede style pink boots as well to go with it. And I remember putting on this outfit in the changing room and it was just like a big yes. And it was a mermaid style. Like it had these gold mermaid shells in it. And it was really beautiful. Like I just was like, yeah, I feel like a goddess in this. I feel like a queen. And I also feel really soft. And that's really, you know, I think clothing is important in how it makes us feel. And, you know, when we look at ourselves and we feel like we not only feel sexy, but we look and we're like, wow, I look amazing. I look hot. I look sexy. I look soft, whatever it is, right? And I really looked at that and I felt, yeah, this is what I want to wear. This is how I want to feel. And it wasn't about wearing lingerie for him. It was about wearing lingerie for me. And, you know, for a long time working as an escort, the lingerie was always about the client. And I got a bit sick of wearing lingerie, to be honest. And it's really, and I actually love lingerie. I really do. I spend a lot of my money on lingerie. And yeah, it felt really special to buy this for me in this experience. So fast forward to the hotel, checking in and going up to the room. It was a beautiful hotel in Sydney. And I just felt really, it just sounds so cool to be on the other side as a client. And I tested out all the lights just to make sure the lighting was right. There was a big mirror in the room. And I was looking at where do I want to be when I have him sitting on the bed and I'm going to do the embodiment and be witnessed in my vulnerability. And yeah, it was perfect. The room was absolutely perfect. And then I had to wait. And I kept myself busy with just re-looking at the playlist, adding a few more songs. Also, if you do want a copy of the playlist, I'll put it in the show notes. And also if you go to my Spotify under EJ Love and you look up male escort experience, that's what it's called at the moment. And you'll get a feel of the songs and the atmosphere. Cause I really feel like music is so important to me and having the right playlist is so important. And for me, each of these songs I really felt into and like imagined how I might be feeling and what those songs would invoke in me to express, you know, what I would feel in my body. And so each song has been chosen. Like it's not like I just kind of threw it together. I really felt into it. And this is how I make all my playlists, is I really feel into each song, envisioning and imagining and dropping in to and sensing, you know, how it's going to make me feel in the moment to hear this music. So yeah, I'd finalized the playlist and had some dinner and got ready and got, changed and put my lingerie on, took some photos, put some stories on social media. I shared a little bit about how I was feeling. By this stage, I was feeling pretty nervous and excited, which are very pretty much the same feeling. But excitement has more breath to it. And so it was coming at 7:30. And I remember thinking, because I didn't have his phone number, which is actually a bit unusual because most escorts, you always have their phone number. And when he'd called me on a private number. And so it mostly being done by email. I didn't have his phone number. So I was like, oh my God, what if he doesn't show up? But I just trusted. And at 7:30 on the dot, he buzzed me, called me, and let me know that he was downstairs. So I walked down and I had to get swipe him. I had to go down to get him to get back up. And I just remember feeling, oh my God, like, this is what it's like. Is this what it's like being a client? I remember just feeling the excitement and the nervousness. And also, I hadn't seen his face because his face is blurred in his photo. So I'm like, a part of me was like, am I even going to be attracted to him? Because the face is really important to me. I'm very much a face person. And yeah, I was like, oh, okay, I hope I'm attracted. And I'm like, well, look, even if I'm not, there is some, you know, energetically, I do feel connection and safety. And that's even more important. So yeah, I got downstairs and he was waiting downstairs and he came over and I was pleasantly surprised. So he's a very attractive man. And yeah, we went upstairs and sat down on the couch and I was still feeling like a bit nervous. And we just started chatting and I was just like, I just said to him, just full transparency, I'm feeling quite nervous, so I just need to take a moment. And so I just resourced myself. I took some breaths and, yeah, just to help calm my nervous system. And it's very rare that I get nervous. I don't usually get nervous about a lot of things. So, it was definitely unusual for me to feel that. And then we started chatting and we talked about, my experience in escorting, a bit of my journey. And then he shared, I actually asked him, I said, am I the first escort client, former escort client you've ever had? And I was, which actually surprised me because I know there are escorts out there that do book other escorts. And yeah, I just was, yeah, it surprised me. So if there's any female escorts out there listening to this, I can definitely recommend. So, and I definitely recommend it as a way for you to really receive just for yourself and have that experience. It can be really powerful. So I noticed that I could feel myself like, okay, if we don't actually do something now, like I could so easily be comfortable here, yeah, and talking all night. And that's not what we're here for. So I said that to him. I said, I would love to keep chatting, but I noticed that I'm just doing this to stay comfortable and I'm here to meet my edges. It's really interesting. He asked me, what do you mean by edge? And it's so interesting. I always use that language and I forget that some people actually, that's not their normal language. Like they might not use the word edge. And I was like, oh, that's really interesting. So I just said to him, oh, it's like getting out of my comfort zone. So not being in my comfort zone and meeting my edge is to have him witness me. So I invited him into the bedroom and I got him changed because I was wearing a dress initially. And so I went and got changed and then had him sitting on the bed and then I put on the music and I just took a moment to really drop in and hold myself and my body, taking some breaths. And I just really tuned in to the way that I wanted to express myself and express my heart. The first song that came on was Let Your Heart Be Known. And if you do listen to the playlist, you'll get a sense of what that experience was like. The first three songs are the songs that I embodied and danced to. And I just was really using my breath and my sound, and I kept my eyes closed for most of it, but then I would open them every so often, and I would just see him so present with me and smiling back at me, and you know, just felt this level of respect and honor, perhaps some curiosity. And yeah, what made me feel really safe was just the level of presence. Like, this man was fully here with me, like not in his head, just here in the experience. One thing that I asked him is why he chose to get into escorting, and something he said was that he's always been really attentive to his partners. Like, when he's with someone, he's really with them, and he had this curiosity to see how that could be translated into doing this work. And when he started doing it, that he got so much amazing feedback. He was like, oh, there's obviously something here for me. And so, and I think that's really great. That also was like, okay, this man is doing this for the right reason. Like, he's doing it because he realizes that this is a gift. The question I asked him is like, do you feel like it's a calling? And he said, oh, that's a really interesting way to put it. Because, you know, there are people in this industry who do it because they feel called. Like, that this is a part of what they're here to offer and to be in service. And I do feel like a lot of these men that are working in this space, they really do offer a gift that can be so deeply healing, especially for women who have experienced unsafety or abuse with men. And we did touch on that in our conversation. And one of the things he said that really stood out for me is like, just providing human decency and respect. And I was like, wow, like, you know, there are people out there that may have not really experienced that at such depth. And what a beautiful offering for someone to be able to experience kindness and respect and presence. And yeah, so beautiful. So yeah, I really loved that he shared that. And I was just like, well, it just made me feel more safe. And I could really feel his level of care, like genuine care for whoever he's with in the moment. That's what I felt. So back to, got a bit sidetracked, back to the embodiment. So one thing we had agreed on, because he said, you know, would you like me to, how will I know that you're complete with the embodiment? Do you want me to come over to you? Do you want me to invite me in? And I said, I'll invite you in when I feel ready. And I said, one thing I said is because sometimes I have a tendency to stop things too soon because it feels too vulnerable. And so I want to really lean in to taking a bit longer and being seen for a bit longer so I can meet that edge of vulnerability. So yeah, so that's what I did. And by the time I was ready to welcome him in, my nerves had gone. I was feeling so much more comfortable. I was feeling safe, and yeah, I felt ready to welcome him in, and I felt turned on. So something that really does turn me on is embodiment and moving my body and being in my feminine and being really sensual, touching myself really softly and beautifully. It just, it turns me on, and it turns me on to be witness. So the being witness is something that it's one of those things that I desire it. And the feminine actually loves to be witnessed. So I desire it. I want to be witnessed. I want to be seen. And at the same time, it's also scary. It's like, whoa, can I really let this person in to fully see me? And often there are women being witnessed where they're not really being seen because they're in performance. And so that's when I talked about in the email to him was that, you know, one of my fears is going into performance, because that is often how we mask our vulnerability. You know, our performance, we put on a mask to perform for someone instead of really dropping into our own bodies, into our own heart, and really feeling what's really there that wants to be expressed and wants to be seen. Really, that was what this was about for me, and being with that and noticing if any performance was to come up that I could just bring myself back to my body. What I did notice is that I actually wasn't very performative, and that I was really so much more connected to myself than I have been in a long time. And one of the reasons that I think this is because I'd actually been doing this regularly with myself at home and in the mirror as well, like looking at myself, being intimate with myself, like seeing myself, touching myself, dancing in this embodied way and being with my vulnerability. And I really feel like the grief that I went through in this breakup really forced me to feel all of that. And the way that I soothed myself and held myself was through the embodiment. And then seeing myself and like getting a mirror and looking at myself and giving myself these words of love, giving myself these words that would soothe me, and looking at myself and telling myself that I'm beautiful and that everything's going to be okay and that you'll get through this and that I'm here for you. And you're so sexy, and you're so delicious, and you're such a queen, and all these things. And as I do that, I'm like breathing it in and feeling my body, touching my body. So it's not just like a mirror work where I'm looking into my eyes. Like, it's actually an embodied experience where I'm breathing it in, and I'm, you know, perhaps using some sand. I'm touching my body, anchoring it into my body, and really feeling it. Yeah. And allowing the emotions that would come up. And often I'd start crying. And like deep, deep sadness might come up. But also like soul cracking open, heart opening. Like looking at myself and seeing myself. And my heart is cracking open as I see myself. And this is the practice that I've been doing. And because this is how I want to be seen by someone. I want someone to see me like that, and for that to happen, I have to see myself like that. I have to be able to look in the mirror and crack my own heart open and really see myself. Yeah, if I want to be seen like that. And I'd been not doing that for a really long time. I'd really shut myself down. And so, you know, I can look back in gratitude for this breakup because I was forced to crack open. I had no choice but to be with myself and see myself. I had to, yeah, and I had to go deep with me rather than having, in that relationship that I was in, feeling like we weren't going as deep as I desired and feeling a bit stuck around that and feeling a bit unfulfilled and not knowing how to get out of that. So what a beautiful gift that I got to receive with that. And this was actually a part of the, I guess you could look at that as an initiation, because a part of the initiation is when we come out the other side and we get witness by someone seeing us in a new way that we haven't been seen before. So for me, that breakup and those emotions and the journey that I went on was such an initiation, and coming out and being seen was a really beautiful way to integrate that and complete that as well. Although I definitely still feel like I'm on the journey of moving through the ending of that relationship. So with this being seen, when I felt ready, I invited him in and I just welcomed him to come over to me. And he walked over to me and he stood in front of me and he held me. And he looked into my eyes and he kissed me. And it was really soft and it was really beautiful. And then he trickled his hands and fingers down my back. And this is one of my most, if not my most favorite way of being touched, and on my back. And when that happened, my whole body just went into energy orgasm. And I started moving and flinching, and he was just holding me as I was feeling all these sensations and this aliveness in my body. And I had to say to him, oh, I'm just experiencing energy orgasms. Because he thought that, oh, are you not enjoying the touch? Is it too much? And I was like, no, this is great. keep going. So that was really beautiful. And what I loved about that is like how open my body was to be able to feel and experience that. Like I was like, yeah, this is what becomes possible when I allow myself to be seen. My body opens. And that safety is there for me to open. And this, you know, this masculine energy comes in to hold that. So that was really beautiful. And then, yeah, we did that for a while, just being held and kissing and touching my body. And then we moved on to the bed. And, yeah, he just continued to touch my body. And I just continued to open and continue to feel a little orgasmic sensation through my body. And then there was a really powerful moment, and this is probably the thing that actually impacted me the most. So as we were laying down and he was holding me and touching me, we were looking into each other's eyes. And I mean, this is a man, a stranger that I've never met. And like, I could just feel he was right there with me. And I could feel a little bit of my own vulnerability in that, like of really being seen. I was like, oof. But he stayed with it. And I stayed with it. And he said, "I see you." And I took a breath and I was like, oh, yeah. And then he said, "I'm here with you." And then I started to feel sad. And I said to him, "I feel sad." And he said, "That's really welcome here." And the reason I felt sad is because I never felt that level of presence and depth and the looking into my eyes in this way with my ex-partner. And it's the thing that I really wanted. It was like the sadness and relief in the way of realizing like, oh, this is what was missing for me, this level of depth. And I felt more seen in my soul in this experience than I did in 3 years. And what I want to say about that is not because of my ex-partner. It's nothing he did or didn't do specifically. It's that I didn't allow him to see me. So, and that was the sadness. That was like, oh, like how could he really have seen me when I didn't allow myself to be seen? And the interesting thing was I intuitively knew this for so long. I knew that I was holding myself back. And look, there's other pieces around not feeling fully safe with this man and not fully trusting. And there were like some shadows playing out that were creating that. And that's really important as well. But just really realizing that what gets to become possible when that safety is there, when the trust is there, and when we're really willing to reveal ourselves, to lean in when it's really edgy. Because that night I could have easily just talked for a long time and then gone into just jumping in the bed. But I chose to be seen. I said, I want to reveal myself. I want you to see me. And that created the opening for intimacy with someone that I'd never met. And it was beautiful. And that was what becomes possible. You know, that is what is, I just froth over the stuff. I'm like, oh, so good. Like, and just that moment of feeling that sadness. And then also revealing my sadness, saying, I feel sad. Like how often we might be in intimacy and we might feel a bit of sadness come up, or maybe it's even a bit of anger. We feel disconnected, but we might not say it because what will the other person think? I mean, I've cried during sex before and hidden it, or after sex and hidden it. But when we're really willing to lean in, that's where the real intimacy is. And then I was really turned on. And I also mentioned to him about, I had mentioned in the email about letting go of any need for orgasm and that this is not what it's about for me. And then I was like, he had, the way that he was touching me. So what I want to say is we didn't actually have sex. Sorry to disappoint some of you that might be like, oh, well, what was it like to have sex with him? That didn't actually happen. That wasn't what that experience was for me. And I didn't actually feel the need or desire for that. So he just actually pleasured me with his hands, which was really amazing. And I got really turned on and did end up having a very intense full body energy orgasm. And felt it through my whole body. It was amazing. And also that wasn't, again, like I would have been quite happy if that didn't even happen. Yeah, because the experience for me greater than pleasure is intimacy and feeling deeply connected and seen. And the pleasure is really an amazing bonus. So after that, we had just a short conversation and yeah, I thought about extending maybe an hour, but I actually felt really complete. I was like, you know, I'm very content. And yeah, we had a short chat after and, you know, he'd been pretty curious about some of the work that I do. I talked about, you know, Tantra and conscious sexuality. And he asked for my playlist because my playlist is amazing. I was like, I'm the queen of playlists. So my intention was to send him that as well. So yeah, it was really beautiful. And then we just said goodbye. He gave me a kiss goodbye and then left. And I felt really content. I was like, that was a beautiful experience. And yeah, just, I feel like it's such a testament to the importance of safety and trust and vulnerability. And, you know, so many people focus on, you know, all the bells and whistles and the tools and the kinks and the all the things which, you know, are fun and can be really amazing. And what I really love is the depth of intimacy that gets created when we really bring all of ourselves. And when we can have these frameworks and structures that are supportive to create safety, and leaning into our edges, essentially. Mm. And what I also loved about it was the slowness. It was very slow. And I feel like that is what really helped me my body to open. And there was also a sense of relief of like, you know what? There is nothing wrong with my yoni. She had no problem getting turned on. And she was really ready and open to be touched pretty quickly. And that was something that I struggled with in the past relationship. Like it would take a long time. And again, I can recognize that I didn't feel safe. And there were, I wasn't opening myself. And I mean, look, when I say these things, like it takes two people, right? Like, so there has to be a creation of safety. And there's so many things that can impact safety that actually nothing to do with what's going on in the bedroom, that they're happening externally in the relationship. So that's something to just be aware of. And I'll probably do another episode on this at some point and talk about relational intimacy when you are with someone in relationship and, you know, perhaps there's a lack of sexual desire and turn on, because this is a struggle that I went through, and I can know how painful it is and how broken you can feel when you're in that position. So one thing I did actually give Sam was a copy of my book. I had one with me, and because I talk about my journey in escorting and moving into Tantra and yeah, and but there's also like a lot about my journey with relationships and healing from codependency. And so, yeah, I'd given him a book before he left. And so, yeah, I received this email, which it sounds like he was actually doing it on his way home. And when he got home, he said, "It was such a pleasure finally meeting you tonight. You were such a gorgeous soul and I had a lot of fun with you. Thanks for letting me in. I also read some of your experiences in your book on the way home. I'm so sorry you went through all that. It speaks volumes about you and how you've navigated that and grown beyond it. Huge respect. I hope we stay connected. What I loved about this was the level of care and the time taken to just take a moment and appreciate. And I would say, based on the testimonials that I read of Sam's, is like, this is how he is with most of his clients, you know, making them feel cared for and special, and having that level of presence. And even though the experience is over, taking the time to send an email and thank the person rather than just like, oh, that's it, our experience is done. And yeah, I think that says a lot about the level of service. And this is why he's $600 an hour. He could probably actually charge more. So if you're thinking of booking a male escort, I definitely recommend having this experience and getting very intentional about it and what you want to get out of it, and choosing an escort that's available and the right person to offer you that experience. So I definitely recommend Sam, and you can look him up. I'll just put in Sam Core Escort, Sydney. A couple of other escorts I recommend are Tyler Matthews in Brisbane. I know he tours as well. He is actually also a sexological body worker, and I've seen him for sexological body work, and can definitely recommend. He's got a beautiful energy as well. Can definitely recommend. And also Leon Hart and Brando Conti, who are, I think, Newcastle and Sydney, and they've actually come to been part of our conscious sexuality trainings. So have some really great awareness around this conscious sexuality work as well. And if, you know, you're not sure, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram if you've got any questions. Like, I'd love to hear, and I'd love to hear, like, what you loved about this. What did you get out of it? What more questions might you have that I didn't answer? Because I could do a part two. However, I'm now looking for a dom, and I've been in discussions to set up having some experiences, which I think I will actually, I will see a dom ongoingly, because I have a lot of things that I want to explore. And so expect some really juicy episodes around my experiences with the dom, because I am going to be exploring some of my shadows and supporting me to create safety being with a man that's really in his power and really in his dominance. And so I'm really excited to see what comes from that. And also, if you perhaps are booking a male escort that may have not be, let's say, conscious, what I would say is that you can bring the consciousness to them. And this is what I did with this escort. Like, I did it by using the conscious sexuality experience frameworks and sharing what I needed, essentially, what was important to me, what mattered to me, and making sure this person knew how to honor my boundaries. And so that comes down to then, if you do that, that person can receive that and they can understand that. So also, just a plug for conscious sexuality experience, perhaps, you know, for those that are listening that are curious about this, that come along to one of our trainings. We have a mixed gender training coming up, and we have women's practitioner trainings. So come along and learn for yourselves and bring this into your own intimacy. Or if you work as an escort, come and learn these tools with us, and so that you can bring it to your clients. We would love to support you. It's something I'm very passionate about, and wanting to see more of this work within the sex industry and how it can actually revolutionize the way that we do things and bring a lot more of that consciousness and embodiment to the industry. So just jump into the show notes to find some information, or you can follow us on at Conscious Sexuality Training on Instagram, or you can send me a message at EJ Love Official.
or you can look up consciousexualityexperience.com. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Deep Sexy Play. If you're ready to get sexy, then I have a playbook full of intimate questions, sexy games, and deep connection practices, which you can get at deepsexyplay.com. If this episode stimulated your mind, I invite you to like and follow the podcast. And if you're feeling extra sexy or got something out of this episode, then I would love to receive and read your review. To connect with me and my listeners, you're welcome to join my free, private, Deep Sexy Play Facebook group. You can also follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at EJLoveOfficial, where you'll also find my latest offerings and ways to work with me. All these links are in the show notes. I hope you'll be back for more Deep Sexy Play.